This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted to be with you today as we spend this time together having holy conversation. I cannot believe it's Friday already, and I'm very excited because tonight begins our Women of Grace virtual retreat. We are so pleased with the number of women who have signed up to join us and the number of young women who will be joining us tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment, but I do want to start off by giving you the number so that you can give us a call. We are happy to talk about anything that you would like to talk about right here on Women of Grace Live. You know, you often set the direction of the program by the questions or the comments that you have, the statements that you want to make, your inspirations, your insights. Here we are, the mystical body of Christ, making our pilgrim journey through this our day and time, trying to be his presence in the world today and striving to edify and build each other up as we move forward in time. So I do invite you to pick up the phone, give us a call. Michael Birchfield is with us today. Yes, he is. He's answering the phones, and give him a big old howdy yay when you call in. He might even give you one back. You never know. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. You can also join us out there in social media land. Get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. I invite you to use the chat feature at both of those places to get your question or comment up here, your inspiration, insight, word of encouragement. Love hearing from you out there in social media land. Giving you a little wee wave. Yep, if you're out there, I can give you a little wee wave. Do want to remind you, too, that we love to receive your email. You can send us your questions or comments, as well as, you know, your prayer requests or anything that you would like to share with us right there at our email address. It's womenofgrace@EWTN.com. Now that Women of Grace is all one word, womenofgrace@EWTN.com. Love to get those and love to pray with you on the air. If you do send a prayer request in that way, I would encourage you please to put in the subject line prayer request. That way, Jeff, when he receives these emails, can segment them properly and get them to me. So please do that for us, right? You can also call us with prayer requests. I'm very happy to spend today praying with you. All kinds of things that we do need to pray about. We're living in a very contentious time, a challenging time. But you know what? I have to tell you, we are up for it. You know how I know that we're up for it? We are up for this challenge because God's given us life at this moment in time. And God always knows what he's doing. He is omniscient after all. And you hear me say it all of the time, right? God saw this time through his omniscient gaze. And when he perceived this time in his omniscient gaze, he saw you in it because he knew that you were precisely the individual, precisely the person, precisely the man, precisely the woman that he needed at this moment in the history of man to change the course of direction that will take the world to him through the graces merited by his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, upon his cross. And we all become what? Conduits of that grace, conduits of that redemptive grace. You know, and I see us, you know, almost like tributaries. You know, you have this mighty river. And we might call that river the living waters, right? The living waters of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can imagine that in your minds. And I invite you to do that. Just imagine it in your minds. And you see this mighty river flowing out through the universe, maybe flowing down from the heavenlies into the universe, landing here on planet Earth and just encompassing the whole of the world. But, you know, that force of love, that force of grace, that force of the very dynamism of the Trinitarian life is so strong. Strong is so great that if it were to deluge the world, it would be a power that the world could not sustain, right? The world would be obliterated by the sheer glory of it all. So God says this, I will create man in my image, in the divine image, I will create him. Male and female, I will create them. And he sees you in this moment. And he says, well, there's John, there's Mary, there's Ryan, you know, there's Jude, there's Henrietta, you know, there's Rosa, There they are. These are my children, all of them. I see them all individually, distinctly. I see their personalities, their temperaments. I see everything about them. And these are the people that will be conduits. Yes, I can take this living water of the dynamism of my divine life, and I can use these individuals to be channels of this grace in such a way that people will be able to receive it, not be overpowered by it, overwhelmed by it, obliterated by it, not being cast away by the very glory of it, but they will be able to channel it in a way that meets the need of each individual that they come in contact with. And that's who you are. That's who you are, and that's who you are meant to be at this moment in the history of man, that channel of the divine life. And to the extent that we yield ourselves to the power of God, the majesty of God, to the extent that we are willing to surrender our faculties to Him, you know, to the extent that we gift ourselves to Him as He gifts ourselves to us, to the extent that we can, He is total self-donation. But to the extent that we can strive to match that totality of His gift to us, of His divine life, He resides within us, and we become powerful in the world. Not in the ways of man, powerful in the ways of God. And ultimately, at this moment in the history of man, it's the power of God that is needed. It's the power of God that is necessary. And He's looking to you, and He's looking to me. Can you imagine such a thing? The humility of God. I mean, we can't even understand this. The humility, the incomprehensible, unfathomable humility of God that bows to the human will and says, may I? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine such a thing? May I? May I so transform you into the image of my Son that His divine life is felt in the hearts and the lives of people. And His most precious blood pulsates through this world, restoring it and healing it and setting it free. It's an awesome call and an awesome responsibility that we have today. And so, you know, I guess maybe I'm just here to tell you that we are absolutely up for the challenge because God chose us for this challenge. And truly, He chose this challenge for us. Why? Because something about this challenge is meant to perfect us. Something about this challenge is there to help us to enter more deeply into the reservoir of grace that is ours through the merits of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, if we allowed our imaginations to run wild, we really couldn't picture it. But I implore you to ask the Holy Spirit to broaden the vision of your soul so that you can see what it is that God is inviting you to participate in. It's really majestic. When we come back from our break here, friends, guess what we're going to do? We are going to take your phone calls at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to being with you today. I certainly am. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page. Looking forward to being with you. Stay tuned.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am happy to be with you today. I love to spend this time with you. If you're out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, maybe you can see my smile. And if you're not, I hope you can hear it because I'm smiling. You make me smile. You make me happy. Give us a call here. We want to hear about you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I do have have some prayer requests. We're going to be going to prayer too as we take these phone calls throughout the course of our program. But I did promise you at the beginning of the show that I was going to tell you why I'm so excited about this evening. Well, I'm all excited about this evening because tonight is our Women of Grace virtual retreat. I shared that with you at the beginning of the program, been telling you about it all week because we are just, you know, what is the old time word that we used back in the day? I'm psyched up about it. I'm really psyched up about it. We have marvelous speakers coming, and I can't wait to introduce them to you because they're new to our Women of Grace, beautiful presenting group. And we have Father Peter John Cameron coming. Many of you will remember him as the editor-in-chief of Magnificat magazine from its inception until just a couple of years ago. We are so happy to have him with us. I love him so much and have for many years. You know why? He really influenced and impacted my spiritual life through an article that he wrote in 1998 for Homiletic and Pastoral Review, which is called Mary, Cause of Our Joy. Oh my goodness, it's dynamite. And we received permission from Homiletic and Pastoral Review to reprint it. And for our ladies that are coming tonight, it's one of the gifts that they're getting in our virtual goodie bag. So we want you to sign up for that and for oh so many other reasons. Kathleen McCarthy is coming. She is going to be leading our healing service. I've been telling you about her. She's amazing, amazing. God works through her and in her in such powerful ways. That is going to be tomorrow evening. We have Samantha Kelly coming. She was on the air with us earlier this week. Dynamic young woman of God, young adult woman of God. She's going to be presenting to our young ladies in a two-hour block tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4, as well as to our adult women. Now, we are hearing from women out there who are gathering together their daughters and groups of girls in their home to watch this. One woman even contacted us. I think she's in Texas, and she has a group of girls coming to her home. They're going to watch this, and her parish priest is actually coming to celebrate Mass for them in her home. Is that an amazing thing? So what's happening through this beautiful, beautiful opportunity for a virtual retreat is that we've got these mini retreats going on out there. So, I mean, just think about the tributary of grace that we were talking about, right? So here we are. We've got this rush coming out through, you know, through social communications, the way that we will be connecting, but then individuals are going out there and pulling together people. It's just going to be great. We want you to be a part of it. You don't want to miss this. I'll be presenting too. Our theme is Made for Happiness, Made for Joy. We're going to be discovering all kinds of ways in which we can experience that joy of the Lord that He wants us to know no matter what the situation is in our lives. I don't know about you, but I'm all about that. I am all over that. So we're looking forward to having you there. All of the info is available for you out there at our website, womenofgrace.com. The first slideshow in our slideshow presentation there is about Young Women of Grace. The second one is about the women's event. Both of them are landing pages. You can click on those. It's going to take you there. It's going to show you the schedule. It's going to tell you what's going on. It's fabulous. So we certainly do hope that you're going to join us out there at our beautiful, beautiful event. You can register right online. It's not too late because it's virtual, right? So, you know, the sky's the limit, really, on the numbers of individuals that can be with us. So we invite you to get out there and to sign up at womenofgrace.com. You can register right there online. We're looking forward to being with you this evening, and I'm looking forward to being with you right here on the air today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We do have some prayer requests coming up, but first I want to get to Mandy. She's in Tampa, Florida. She's listening via Sirius XM Station 130. She's a first-time caller. And there you go, Mandy. I'm ringing the bell for you to welcome you for the first time to Women of Grace Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So what's going on in Mandy's life?
Well, for the past 6 or 7 months or so, I've been separated from my husband, and we've been sharing our children. It was not an easy decision. It was probably about 6 or 7 years in the making, because there were just a lot of things going on that we couldn't rectify. My husband has a really hard time taking responsibility for his actions, and ultimately it's torn our family apart. I had to make some decisions, which as a Catholic wife and mother, it was very difficult to make the decision to file for a divorce. And It's been very difficult, and I'm still questioning whether I made the right decision or not. And I just feel like I need to reach out for prayers because my trust is in God, but it is very hard to not know what the future holds.
Gee, Mandy, I am so sorry that this is happening to your family, and I'm so very, very sorry that, you know, this incapacity that your husband seems to have is the root cause of what is happening. You know, I'm happy that you know, you have been so judicious in your thinking and that you have been, you know, open to the possibility that perhaps there is another way for this. And the only thing that I would suggest to you, and I'm going to pray with you in just a moment here, but, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, and of course, I'm assuming that given the fact that you have walked through this situation for this period of time, that you have sought counsel. And I'm hoping that it's been godly counsel, that you've been working with a Catholic counselor, right? And perhaps a priest.
Absolutely.
That's that's very, very good. Excellent. So that's very important. And, you know, I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit really gives you guidance and direction. You know, separation is one thing. Divorce is another. And you know, if there's a chance for reconciliation, we always pray for that chance because we know that the family's under attack today. We also know that sometimes the weaknesses and the frailties of the human condition are not easily accepted. And so, you know, we want anything that's hidden in the darkness to be revealed in the light, any kind of tendency that would make somebody unable to convert, to repent, to come back to center, and to fulfill duties and obligations that are ours by our very state in life. I also know that the sacramental graces of matrimony are very strong, and they can hold us through all things. But we never underestimate the power of God and his influence upon a human soul. So let's just take a moment here, and we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask all of you out there who are listening today, let's just pray for Mandy, and let's pray for all marriages that are in jeopardy. Perhaps you're listening to Mandy, and this is your very situation as well, and you know, your heart is beating a little quickly now because you recognize and realize that, you know, you're not alone in this, that others are going through it too. And our Lord has a plan. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not your woe, plans for a future full of hope." But we also know that we are up against powers and principalities and the rulers of this present darkness, and they want nothing more than to prey upon our weaknesses and our frailties, to lead to the dissolution of marriage and the breakup of family life. And that's what they're about today, you know, and we know that because Our Lady revealed that to Sister Lucia and said that, you know, we're under the final attack of the evil one, and that final attack is against marriage and the family. And we see that in spades in our culture today, even with governmental agencies participating in the work of the evil one without knowing it. And so it is, Father, that we do come before you in this moment, and we lift Mandy up to you. We lift her husband up to you. We lift their children up to you. And Father God, when you saw this family, you saw this family in harmony. You saw this family living out of the grace that you had given to this family through all of the sacraments that they received. Chief among them in a marital condition and situation is the matrimonial graces. And I'm going to ask, Father God, that you would release these matrimonial graces. If there's any way in which this marriage can be saved, if there's any way in which there is a vestige for hope for this union, Father God, I pray that these matrimonial graces would fortify and strengthen that possibility. I pray, Father God, that there would be a radical conversion of heart for all parties involved. I ask, Lord, that you take cataracts from eyes so that eyes can see clearly. I pray, Father God, that humility, as we talked about your humility earlier today, that humility that says, "May I, you, Father God," asking us for permission, I pray that same humility humility would lay hold of Mandy's husband's heart, would lay hold of her heart, would lay hold of the hearts of all of those involved, Lord God, yielding to that divine and holy grace that you have in mind for us to receive. Father, I ask that you clarify for your daughter the direction and path in which she should go, the path that you know is the right one for her and her children and the right one for her husband. For you, Father God, do have a plan in mind, and you do have a plan in mind for our welfare and not for our woe. You do have a plan in mind for a future full of hope. The way in which you work that out in situations is completely up to you. But we're asking in our own incapacity to understand and to see and to perceive, we're asking for clarity, for vision. We're asking, Lord, for peace of heart. And I pray this for Mandy, most especially here, Lord, that I pray for a peace of heart to surround her. We know that peace that surpasses understanding, that dwells way deep in the bottom of our hearts, that is not subject to the vicissitudes of life, to its ups and to its downs and to the tumult of a situation, that peace is always there and it's an infallible sign of the work of your Holy Spirit. I pray for that peace to be upon your daughter, that all confusion, all doubt, all misgiving, all of these things, anxiety and fear, all of these things, Lord, would be mitigated by that peace so that she would be free, Lord, free in the fullest sense of the word to make a decision that is in concert with your will and that she might know that will for her. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the faithfulness of your daughter. I thank you and I praise you that she turns to you. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she is prudent. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she's had the great gift of constancy being demonstrated through her actions and her deliberations. I thank you for Mandy, for the gift that she is to her children, for the gift that she's been to this man, for the gift that she is to the world. And I pray, Lord, that in this moment, that steadfastness of heart that is hers would experience a knowledge and a wisdom of the ultimate course that she should follow. And we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. You know, you're welcome, sweetheart. You know, and I just have a little sense, and I'm kind of like just seeing something with the eyes of my soul. I'm just seeing a heart, and I'm seeing a heart that's encumbered by a cross section, it's like rope and twine and. It's a barrier, and you can see the heart behind it, but which means that it's not completely encumbered, but there does need to be a release of these things, and that's what I was praying for. I don't know if it's your heart or your husband's heart. It might be both of your hearts, but there needs to be a release of anxiety and fear, doubt and concern, misgiving, all of those things that were named in the prayer, so that the clarity can come. But I feel very strongly, and what I'm seeing and sensing now is that there is a release of that. I'm seeing these things opening up, and falling apart, and a release coming. So you're going to get the clarity that you need, sweetheart. I don't want you to fear that. You're going to get that clarity, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, darling. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
You too. You too. I'm going to keep you in my prayers. I'm going to tuck you in my rosary.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
I need all the prayers I can get. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have mine coming, that's for sure. And I'm sure that all of our listeners today are going to be remembering you too, because they are mighty prayer warriors for the Lord. We've seen it any number of times here on Women of Grace Live. So, incorporated into my prayer there for Mandy was the prayer for all of you that are going through similar kinds of situations. Let's get to these prayers, prayer requests that came in through the mail here. Here is one. This is from Paula. And she says, many blessings blessings to you. My parents are both 81 years old. My father was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I am so sorry, Paula. She says, my mother has dementia. Both contracted COVID-19. My father was hospitalized, but has just been released and is recovering. My mother was just hospitalized with a double pneumonia. My sister is currently taking care of them, but will be leaving soon. We both live out of state. It's so very hard when that's the situation. I know your prayers and your listeners' prayers are edifying and efficacious, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So this is a very difficult situation, Paula, that you're in the midst of. I certainly hope you're listening today. And I'm guessing that this is a situation that some of you have lived through. I know in my own parents' life, my dad was in his elderly years, and I was not living here in Florida at the time, and it was very, very hard, to take care of him in the way in which we wanted to, and I spent as much time here as I possibly could, but with both of you out of state, that's very, very difficult. And so, Father, we just come to you in this moment, and we lift up Paula's parents. You know the situation of their health, Lord. You know how much it is that Paula is longing to be with her parents in this moment. You know how difficult it is for her sister to be saddling all of this without Paula's assistance. And you know, Lord God, how difficult it must be for her sister to anticipate her need to depart when her parents are in such dire need. Father, even though we don't see what the path is here, you see it clearly. And so I'm just praying that Paula and her sister would both surrender to what your holy will is here, and that you would make that will very clear. In the midst of all of that, we are also lifting up her parents for a complete and total healing of their health conditions, a healing of the COVID-19 that they're struggling with. We're praying, Lord God, that, this pancreatic cancer that has taken over her father's body would be used by you to lead him into the process of purification and sanctification. We pray for a healing, because we know you're capable of that, but for the duration of the cross, that this cross would not be wasted, but rather that it would be used, by him, offered to you through the merits of the cross of his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and in union with that cross for his purification and sanctification. We pray the same for her mother who has dementia, that even in that dementia, you are working a great good, and we offer this prayer to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the eternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Thrilled to have you with us. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to remind you about the Women of Grace virtual retreat that starts this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be a beautiful day in the Lord. We're going to be with you throughout the weekend. We're going to be, offering the opportunity for you to experience a healing service on Saturday evening. The entire schedule is available for you out there on our website. I want you to get out there, look at that schedule. Most of all, I want you to sign up to come. We have lots and lots and lots of women that are going to be joining us this weekend, as well as a lot of young women of grace for our Saturday afternoon block of 2 hours that will be presented by Mary Dillenbach, who is our regional coordinator and works so closely with young women of grace, as well as Samantha Kelly, who will be our presenter for that event. We want you to get out there and take a look, okay? Sign up, join us. Again, you can do it right online and the schedule is there for you. Don't delay. And the way that you do that is to get out to womenofgrace.com. Just simply go to Women of Grace, all one word, plural on the women, womenofgrace.com. And you can register right there online. Very, very excited about this opportunity, and I hope that you are too. As I was telling you earlier, we get these prayer requests in, and I have prayer requests, and we just have had the opportunity to pray for Mandy, who called us from Tampa, Florida. We prayed for Paula, who sent us an email prayer request, which you can do too. womenofgrace@ewtn.com is the way that you do that. And as I always tell you, please do put prayer request in the subject line so that Jeff can segment them properly. We will take your prayer requests as they come to us on Facebook and YouTube today. And Jeff is out there gathering those together. So just go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, and we'll take your calls. Prayer requests requests and comments that you want to make about anything that's going on in your life today. It's sort of like a free form Friday. I like that. That was very clever. Free form Friday, if I may say so myself. We have Jorge. Jorge sent in a prayer request as well. He says, good morning. I'm asking for a special prayer for my good friend who will be having surgery next Monday. Thank you. I enjoy your show every day. Well, Jorge, thank you very much. And as I always say, Jorge, real men listen to and watch Women of Grace. Yes, they do. And so we thank you for being a faithful fan of Women of Grace Live. And we will pray for your friend. And, you know, I like to incorporate everybody out there. You know, the obviously that the prayer intention is for the friend, but for everybody that's having surgery, you know, for everybody that has procedures coming up on Monday, you know, and we ask for prayers for all of those individuals. And so we come before you, Father God. And, you know, it's interesting because even as we begin this prayer, Father, I know that there's lots of people out there who are saying, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord. You know, you had me in mind to hear this prayer because I, too, I'm having surgery. I, too, am having a procedure. I, too, have a serious doctor's appointment on Monday. But we're lifting up Jorge's friend in a special way, Father. And the image that comes into my mind, friends, as we begin to pray, the Holy Spirit is so good, isn't he? He brings into my mind the fourth joyful mystery, which is the presentation of Jesus in the temple by Mary and St. Joseph. And what I'm seeing in my mind right now is our Blessed Lady and St. Joseph. And our Blessed Lady is lifting up Jorge's friend and lifting up each one of you who will be having surgery or a serious doctor's appointment or a procedure or anything with a health condition on Monday. She's lifting us up to Father God. And you know, the thing about Our Lady is this. The thing about our Blessed Mother is that she is always in the will of the Father. So whenever our Blessed Lady prays, she is always praying according to the Father's will. And guess what? That makes her prayers all powerful with God. Why? Because she is praying precisely in the mode of the Father's action that he desires to do. That's an awesome thought. And so it is now that Jorge's friend is being lifted up by Our Lady and all of the others that are out there that are having procedures. He has you in mind. You know, I'm seeing a name comes to my mind. Darren comes into my mind. I'm seeing individuals that the Lord is specifically, looking at right now. And it's all of you. He's looking at all of you right now who are having these situations. And so, Father, it is in confidence then that we, in union with the prayer of Our Lady, ask for healing for all of your children. We ask for good results from all of the surgeries. We ask that angels would fill every surgery room, every procedure room, that angels would fill every doctor's office. We pray, Father God, that the heavenly hosts would be in adoration of you, even as all of this is going on. We pray, Father, for a release of graces from the heavenlies. We pray that just like a thundercloud opens up and rain pours upon the earth, nurturing it and nourishing it, saturating it, quenching its thirst, that there is a cloud in heaven that graces rain down from this cloud of grace, rain down upon all of these individuals, nourishing them with divine life, meeting their deepest need, healing them in all of the places where they most need to be healed, Lord God. And I'm sensing that the Lord right now is saying, yes, I know about your physical condition, but I know more about your spiritual reality. I know even more about your emotional condition. I am meeting every need. I am meeting every encumbrance. I am meeting every malady of heart, of mind, of spirit. The Lord wants to heal us thoroughly. He wants to heal us completely. He wants to heal the whole of us, body, spirit, emotions. He wants to heal every bit of us. He wants to bring us into a deeper union with him, and he uses all of these means to do it. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of Jorge to his friend who seeks prayer for him. We thank you, Lord, for all of the ways in which you work good out of the situations in our lives that seem to be so awful. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that your generosity can never be outdone, that what the evil one intends for our harm and destruction, you intend for our benefit, you intend for our well-being. Father, we place our trust in you. I pray that all fear, all anxiety would be wiped away from the hearts of your people that will be facing all of these things in a special way. Jorge's friend. And Father God, I just thank you and praise you. And I praise you for the gift of our Blessed Lady who intercedes and prays for each one of us. And we're going to close this prayer with a Hail Mary. Hail Mary. Mary. Just think of these words now as we pray them. Let the Holy Spirit move in your heart as we pray these beautiful, beautiful words that contain such mystery and such meaning. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, sinners, now, in this moment, Mother, in this moment when you lift us to the Father, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Jorge, for giving us the privilege of praying for your friend. And I say the same to Paula, for your parents, and Mandy, for your marriage. We're always happy to pray here on Women of Grace. We need more prayer friends, and we need more hope. We need constantly to be lifting our minds and our hearts to the Lord, because he has great things in mind for us, great things for us to receive. And I know that no matter what the situation or circumstance is, nothing is more powerful than God, and nothing is more powerful than his love. And he will lift us up. He will raise us up. You know that song. He'll raise us up on eagle's wings, you know, in heaven, you know. We're not going to be encumbered in a way that doesn't permit us to have this great movability. And I want to know what it's like to soar on eagle's wings. We get little tastes of these things, don't we, sometimes in our time of prayer, but to be able to experience this, you know, in the Lord is just a great gift. Okay, so we've got some more prayer requests that are out here, and we have, let me see, who do we have here? Zoom in so I can read this better. We have Beth. And Beth says, please pray for Father Paul Zogby, pastor of St. Thomas by the Sea in Orange Beach, Alabama, who is suffering from COVID-19. And we're going to pray for Father right now. Father God, we do come before you. We lift up your son. We lift up this man who is more than a man, this man who is in persona Christi. We offer him up to you, Lord God, and we ask that you would heal him completely and totally of COVID-19. We ask, Lord, that there would be no residual effects. We ask, Lord, that he would soon be joined back to his parish life. Father God, we ask right now that you would eradicate COVID-19, that you would eradicate all of its malfunctioning in the lives of people. We ask, Lord, that you would restore everyone who has been suffering completely and totally. We pray for the repose of the souls of all of those individuals who have been lost by COVID-19. We pray for all of those like Father Paul, who is suffering with COVID-19 right now. We ask, Lord, for a complete and total healing, a complete and total release. And I ask that this virus be wiped out, Lord, that it be wiped out, that it be completely nullified, completely annihilated by the precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, coming to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you would, as I prayed earlier, restore everyone to complete and total health. And we ask that this scourge be removed from the face of the earth. We pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. In Jesus' name, amen. Diana, prayers needed. I feel like I'm being crushed by health and financial problems, needing miracles, says Diana. Looking forward to the retreat today. Well, Diana, I am so excited that you're going to be joining us. And I can promise you it's going to be an amazing time. And in a special way, I'll be thinking of you as we spend our time together at this healing service that's going to take place tomorrow night. You know, we all need miracles, right? And what is a miracle? Let's talk about this before we pray. A miracle is a divine and holy action, a supernatural intervention into the life of an individual or into a situation in the world. And we know that our God is capable of performing miracles. And we know that our God can bring us instantaneous miracles. And we know that some miracles are proceed in some kind of a process, right? They begin. And they move slowly, or they move, you know, at a speed that God determines until they are concluded. And we see all kinds of miracles being done by Jesus in sacred scripture. But remember this, he didn't heal everyone according to the mind that the person would seek healing, right? But this is what God does. One of the ways in which he works miracles is just the way that we've been praying for. One of the ways in which he works miracles is that he works good out of them. You know, he works good out of them. And we often can't see the good that's being worked out when we're in the weeds of the problem or the situation. And this is where hope comes in, and it's also where faith comes in. And we need to exhibit faith, right? Not necessarily faith in our faith. This isn't something that we stir up. Faith is a theological virtue. It, you know, it's theological, and then it tells us something about God, but it tells us how we tend toward God, right? And so we have faith that God can do all things. And we put our faith and our trust in God that he is doing something. And that even though our senses and our ability to perceive it cannot in some way acknowledge it, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. And so we make what we call an act of faith. See, faith is an action word. We make an act of faith. We make a decision to believe. We make a decision to state that God can do all things, and I know God is doing an all thing right now, even if I can't recognize it or realize it because the problem is so big and it's, you know, just caused me to be able to see nothing but it. God is about to work. So we need to have that faith. But then we need to have hope. And what does hope do for us? What does hope do? Hope helps us to hold on until the work that God is doing manifests itself. Did you hear that? Hope is the virtue that helps us to hold on until the work that God is doing manifests itself. So we put faith in God. We put faith in the recognition that he can do all things and he does all things, and all things that God does is good. And so he's doing a good right now in the midst of this situation. But we have hope that eventually that work will manifest itself and we will see it. And then for the period of time that we're between this act of faith and this manifestation of the work that he's doing, what do? Two things. We take this uncertainty, we take the discomfort it produces, we take the unknowingness of it all, and we offer it in union with the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't waste it. This is an advantage. It's an advantage to experience in some way the very impoverishment of soul that Jesus felt when he hung upon the cross. The forsakenness that he felt, the abandonment that he felt, the disappointment that he felt, the physical pain and suffering, yes. But I think that the psychological and emotional and spiritual suffering that he experienced was far greater than the physical. And we can take all of the misery of our condition that we're feeling and we can place it right into the wounds of our Lord. You know, you can picture yourself doing that. That in and of itself is an act of faith. Picture yourself taking all of your travail and all of your misery and putting it into the wound of Jesus, into the nails, you know, the wounds of the nails in his hands and in his feet, into the wounds in his head pierced by that crown of thorns, into the wounds of his back scourged there, into the press of that wood as he carried it up Calvary's hill, And the chafing and the skin that was just rubbed off of his body and the gaping wound that had to be there. The suffering of being under that broiling sun for 3 long hours and the bugs that had to get into those wounds and the misery of all of that. We can take our misery and unite it to that, place it in all of that. And it becomes such a part of his own sacrificial life that it in and of itself brings an efficacy to our situation. You see how this works, right? So for the period of time that God is entrusting this cross to you, use this cross. That's the thing. And there's hope in that, right? Why is there hope in that? There's hope in that because what happened 3 days later? What happened? Jesus rose from the dead. Satan did not have the last word. Jesus rose from the dead. And as we do that, it's with the hope and knowing that this travail of mine, my suffering in union with our Lord Jesus Christ, is not going to last forever. It will have its 3 days. and I will then rise, right? I will then rise, and I will be triumphant with our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what that is? That's the substance of the hope. That's the substance of the reality, the spiritual reality of what we're going through. And if we could see it through the eyes of God, it's a glorious thing. You know, it's interesting. I was just doing some studying yesterday, and I was reading a beautiful book written by Father Frederick Jelly, who was a Dominican Mariologist. And I had the great privilege of interviewing him years and years ago. I brought him to EWTN years ago to interview him on The Abundant Life. And I remember that Mother Angelica then invited him to do some programs. This man, just a brain trust. And I pulled a book that he had written about Our Blessed Mother off of my book stand there. And as I was reading it, he was talking about John's Gospel. He was talking about Our Lady in John's Gospel, but he was also talking about, you know, the way in which St. John looks at the Passion. And and St. John looked at the Passion as a glorification of Christ, right? And I thought that was such an interesting perspective. And you know, it broadens our vision, doesn't it? And I just want for you for a moment, you know, to look at Jesus as we've depicted him now, you know, through this little imaginative exercise here, you know, just to picture him there. And how did God the Father see this? He saw this as glory. He saw this as glory, glory pouring out of our Lord's body into the life of man, right? And so there is something about, see, this even broadens our perspective about our own sufferings, doesn't it? I mean, this is just coming to me now as we're sharing this together. You know, what does it say? It says that there's a type of glory. Our suffering is a type of that passion. When we're united to the sufferings of Christ, and there's glory in it. So yes, of course, I'm going to pray, Diana. But I guess what I want to say about this is that we've got to beg God to give a supernatural vision, to see things through a lens that is wholly other, to see it through his lens. And he does want to share that with us. He does want us to have this divine perspective. He truly does. He longs for this, right? So he uses all things, even this broadcast, to talk about such matters. And what great joy is ours. So, Father God, we do lift Diana up to you. And she feels crushed. And, Lord, we know that you don't crush us. You don't crush us, Father God. You don't crush us. And whatever crushing spiritual presence is there now, trying to crush out your daughter's faith, trying to crush out her hope, right now, Father God, we ask that it would be bound. Bound by the blood of the Lamb. We ask that we be bound, Lord God. You tell us through the prophet Isaiah that a bruised reed you will not crush, a smoldering wick you will not extinguish, and this is not of you. And we know it's not of you. And through the grace that is ours for our baptismal vows, we take our baptismal graces now in the authority of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we bind that spirit that is seeking to render your daughter under the circumstance, as opposed to being a more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. Be freed from that, Diana. That is not of the Lord. Anytime we feel crushed, anytime we feel overwhelmed, anytime when we feel that we are a victim to the circumstance, that is not coming from God. There is nothing greater than the power of God. Now, Father God, you can use that to remind us of you, and we ask that you do right this very moment. Use it to lead your daughter to you, that you make good on what is said, that what the evil one desires for our destruction, you desire for our good. We stand on that scripture, Lord. We stand in knowing that you've got wonderful plans in mind for your daughter and for all of our listeners today. You have plans in mind for them, Lord. And you want to affect them. And we do not need to be subject to the powers and the principalities of this present darkness. We do not. We claim ourselves. We claim the truth of ourselves, that we are more than conquerors in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we are your chosen people, that we are your chosen sons, we are your chosen daughters. And we stand on that. We stand on that. And so, Father, I lift your daughter, Diana, up to you in this moment, Father God, and I ask for a complete and total release of everything that's holding her in any kind of bondage to a spirit of crushing, to any kind of financial problem or consideration. And we offer up Lynn. Lynn's co-worker, sister, is a police officer. Their mother had a recent stroke. Pray for safety and protection. We pray heavenly graces upon this woman and upon the mother and upon all of those, Lord God, that are being held in any kind of restraint by the evil one that would cause them to think that they are powerless. We are not powerless. We have your power operative in us through our sacraments and the grace and the love that you have for each one of us. Praying that you all join us tonight. I think we've already begun the retreat. Praise be to God. Looking forward to being with you tonight and back with you next week. God bless you now. Bye-bye.